Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I hope you'll check out my website. When you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. New stuff to read, new stuff to listen to, new video to watch. And we update the blog on a regular basis every week. We update the site every day. Subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. I hope you'll do that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Richard Hooker. We're talking about converting from entrepreneur to manager. And doing it in a professional way. And one of the things you were saying, Richard, by the way, folks, Richard is one of our entrepreneurial experts in the Brain Trust. He's the author of Shoestring Venture, the Startup Bible, which I encourage you to check out. He's also the co-author of Steve Monas. Richard, you say that one of the most important things for an entrepreneur to understand is that if you're going to grow your business at all, you got to think of it as a team sport, not you running around shooting from the hip all by yourself.
Absolutely.
So talk to us some more about that.
And that in the future, you're going to become a manager. If your company is going to grow, you need to see yourself, you see your company in the same way that you would manage a career within a company, that you are going to advance up the ladder in terms of where you are in management. The larger your company grows, mm-hmm. the higher your management position. And the rule about growing into new positions, say growing from being a single entrepreneur with one or two employees to being a president of a company now with 10 or 12 or 13 employees, the rule is that the skills which make you successful at one level do not make you successful at the next
mm-hmm.
level. To learn new skills at that new level, and you need to get rid of the things. You literally need to get rid of a lot of the things that made you successful.
Well, one of the things that I say is that every business owner every year should fire themselves from one job and promote themselves to another job. Does that fit in with what you're talking about?
That is exactly right. And promote themselves into the new job. And again, remember, I'm always a very practical person. We talked about rebooting the business a few weeks ago. That managers or entrepreneurs should sit down right now. If they're interested in growing the company or they're tired of that ball bouncing back and forth, up, down, up, down, and write what is going to be their management manual. You can't buy one. You can buy all sorts of books on all sorts of other things. But exactly how you're going to manage your employees is not something that you can buy off the bookshelf. You have to sit down and do it now.
Right.
And I've scared everybody off of management, but it's just like running a business. If you plan for it and you know the skills that you need and start developing those skills now when you've got, say, your friend working for you or you've got two or three employees, then you can make it there. And I've got some practical things you want to write down in your manual. You want to sit down right now and write a manual. First is you want to, this is me, the documentation expert, talking. The first thing you need to do is know what the laws are. You know mm-hmm. what laws you need to comply with, because they can shut you down as you grow. For instance, now there's a new federal law going through the Congress that you can't discriminate against somebody for being arrested.
For what?
For being arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Not hire somebody for not being arrested.
Ah.
You cannot hire them for being convicted, but you can't arrest them.
Is that a California law or a federal law?
That's California law right now.
Yeah.
And it's working its way through the Senate
at
the federal level.
Because you live out in the land of fruits and nuts.
That's right. We live out in the place where you only fire employees if they volunteer.
Right. Right.
The second thing you need to do is exactly what we talked about the last time, and that is to build an organization chart and know what all the responsibilities in your business, all the tasks that need to be done for your business, and then to chart out your position. It is a mistake to say, oh, we now need somebody to do this, and go out and hire that person in more or less desperation. Remember that in most states, especially in California, a hire is always a risk because it's hard to get rid of employees. The most important thing when defining the positions that you need is you need to define out the personality characteristics, not the skills, the personality characteristics. It is a truth that if you hire the right person, they can learn the skills. Most cases, we're not talking, say, a clinic with physicians. But if the person has the skills but not the right personality, they're not going to contribute to your business.
We've talked about that on the show quite a bit before, is making yep. sure that you hire, that you know what the personality profile of the employees you hire. Make sure that you don't hire somebody that, from a personality standpoint, just cannot be successful in the job you've got for them.
And you need to spell that out for each position. When you're interviewing for that position, you know exactly what personality characteristics
right.
you need.
And that takes testing, though. You have to test for that. That's not something you can just evaluate. You're not a pro at this. There are people who there are tests that you can take that will tell you if this person that you thought would be good for your sales team actually probably should be in your accounts payable division.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And this will be the other thing that you need to structure into each position. Is how long you're going to keep somebody around in that position.
Right, right.
Before you decide it's not a work. Right. I would write it right in the position.
These are all things, these are all steps that you put in your manual, folks, that next time you hire somebody, next time you take a step, a management step, you refer back to the manual, and you've got the things written in there that worked. Quick break. Tintail, right back with Richard Hooker. His book is called Shoestring Venture, The Startup Bible.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.